Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Our topic today is titled, Strength to Stand. Today's meditation was written by Utuokun Ubaudum. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Keep awake then and watch at all times. Be discreet, attentive, and ready, praying that you may have the full strength and ability and be accounted worthy to escape all these things, taken together, that will take place, and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. It is important for us to pay more attention to what the Lord is saying in today's Bible passage. As believers, we need to wake up. Wake up in the place of prayer. Wake up in the place of meditative study of the Word of God. Those who will survive tough times as believers are those who meditate on God's Word, watching and praying. Our Lord did not just caution us to keep awake and be prayerful to survive the tough times. You see, we need strength to stand before the Son of Man, and this strength is gotten in the place of prayer and through the ministry of the Word. Friend, as for me, I want to see His face. I want to trust Him to take me through all these things and give me strength to stand before Him when He returns. I don't want to be ashamed at His appearance, because many will be. I want to resemble Him. He's coming for those that look like Him. So what must I do? I must not give up on Him now. He hasn't given up on me. What if I fall? I must stand up and get back into the race. Micah chapter 7 verse 8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light to me." Dear friend, keep awake and be watchful at all times. Pray for strength to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, please grant me the grace to keep awake and to be alert at all times. Help me to run this race till I reach the finish line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 35 to chapter 36. I want to invite you to the upcoming Stream Globe International Conference, which shall be coming up on July 19th to 20th. But the registration begins by the 18th, 4 p.m. on the 18th, so that we will start the morning session on the 19th, which is Friday, and then there will be an evening session, and then a morning session on Saturday, and an evening session on Saturday. So there are four sessions. It's going to be a time of impartation with spiritual gifts from the Lord. Don't miss this date with the Lord. Our guest speaker for this conference shall be Apostle Arome Osai. Click on the link at the top of today's devotional text to register for this conference. Registration is compulsory. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your contacts and let's touch lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Job chapter 35 to chapter 36.
Then Elihu said,
"Do you think this is just? You say, 'I am in the right, not God.' Yet you ask him, 'What profit is it to me, and what do I gain by not sinning?' I would like to reply to you and to your friends with you. Look up at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds so high above you. If you sin, how does that affect him? If your sins are many, what does that do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness only affects human beings like yourself, and your righteousness only members of the human race. People cry out under a load of oppression. They plead for relief from the arm of the powerful, but no one says, "Where is God, my maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than he teaches the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds in the sky?" He does not answer when people cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Indeed, God does not listen to their empty plea. The Almighty pays no attention to it. How much less, then, will he listen when you say that you do not see him, that your case is before him and you must wait for him, and further, that his anger never punishes and he does not take the least notice of wickedness? So Job opens his mouth with empty talk. Without knowledge, he multiplies words.
Elihu continued,
"Bear with me a little longer, and I will show you that there is more to be said in God's behalf. I get my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe justice to my Maker. Be assured that my words are not false. One who has perfect knowledge is with you. God is mighty, but despises no one. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives the afflicted their rights. He does not take his eyes off the righteous. He enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. But if people are bound in chains, held fast by cords of affliction, he tells them what they have done, that they have sinned arrogantly. He makes them listen to correction and commands them to repent of their evil. If they obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment. But if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless in heart harbor resentment. Even when he fetters them, they do not cry for help. They die in their youth among male prostitutes of the shrines. But those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction. He is wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from restriction, to the comfort of your table laden with choice food. But now you are laden with the judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice have taken hold of you. Be careful that no one entices you by riches. Do not let a large bribe turn you aside. Would your wealth or even all your mighty efforts sustain you so you would not be in distress? Do not long for the night to drag people away from their homes. Beware of turning to evil, which you seem to prefer to affliction. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed his ways for him or said to him, 'You have done wrong'? Remember to extol his work, which people have praised in song. All human beings have seen it. Mortals gaze on it from afar. How great is God beyond our understanding? The number of his years is past finding out. He draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and abundant showers fall on the human race. Who can understand how he spreads out the clouds, how he thunders from his pavilion? See how he scatters his lightning about him, bathing the depths of the sea. This is the way he governs the nations and provides food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. His thunder announces the coming storm. Even the cattle make known its approach."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. We encourage you to download and share this devotional audio. You can contact us by visiting www.streamglobedevotional.com. You can also WhatsApp or call us on +234 803 442 0524.